Upon Lurline Wallace's death in May of 1968, Lieutenant Governor Albert Brewer moved up to governor. Brewer was no novice to state government. He came to the legislature from Morgan County at a very early age, and he rose quickly to become Speaker of the House during his second term. He won the 1966 Lieutenant Governor's race against two state senators without a runoff. Brewer was smart and articulate with a charming smile and winning personality. He had a lot of friends in the legislature and seemed to have very few enemies. Brewer also had a good grasp of state politics. He smoothly took the reins of state government and began to make improvements. His popularity and relationships with his fellow legislators gave his programs easy sailing. Brewer became a working governor. People throughout the state took notice of Brewer's effectiveness as governor. He showed signs of being the progressive New South governor for whom editorialists in the state yearned. Wallace's race baiting had given Alabama an image problem, and other southern states were attracting the new technology industries. Terry Sanford of North Carolina brought the Tar Heel State up the economic ladder with his progressive approach. Atlanta outstripped Birmingham. Other southern states had also elected governors with less race rhetoric and more substantive economic and educational programs. Brewer fit that mold. Soon after Lurline's death in 1968, Wallace made his first foray into national politics, running as a third-party candidate for president. He was absent from the state most of the year, focusing on his presidential race. Wallace ran surprisingly well. He captured a lot of the popular votes and carried almost the Deep South states as a segregationist, anti-civil rights candidate. Wallace became obsessed with being a national candidate and running for president. After the 1968 race and well in 1969, he traveled the country making speeches and running for president. Wallace and Brewer had been allies. Brewer was Wallace's choice for Speaker of the House and Lieutenant Governor, and they appear to be on good terms. Wallace and Brewer met in late 1969 to discuss the 1970 governor's race. Brewer left that meeting saying that Wallace had given his word he was not interested in running for governor in 1970. Nobody but Wallace and Brewer will know for sure what was said or promised that day. Soon after Brewer committed to the 1970 governor's race, he began running a serious campaign. Wallace appeared to sit on the sideline. It was not until early 1970 that Wallace decided to run. Thus, the epic battle was on that many political observers point to as the greatest governor's race of this century. Next week, we'll go ahead with the culmination of the 1970 governor's race, which is considered by political historians as the greatest governor's race in Alabama history.
Thank you all for listening.